Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Gift Shop. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. Because next stop, Gift Shop, which is a SpongeBob reference.
I'm a big fan of gift shops. I think that whenever I'm inside any organization's building, whether it be museum or a library or whatever, if they've got a gift shop, I will check it out.
Me too. I love a gift shop. I know that for the most part, they're just kind of scams with overpriced, very cheap products, but I love it anyway. Gift shop. This article is about the type of store. For the song by The Tragically Hip, see Gift Shop song. A gift shop or souvenir shop is a store primarily selling souvenirs, memorabilia, and other items relating to a particular topic or theme. The items sold often include coffee mugs, stuffed animals, toys, t-shirts, postcards, handmade collections, and other souvenirs, intended to be kept by the buyer as a memento of their visit or given to another as a gift.
Gift shops are normally found in areas visited by many tourist hotels and motels in Canada and the United States, often feature a gift shop near their entrance. Venues such as zoos, aquariums, national parks, theme parks, and museums have their own gift shops as well. In some cases, these shops sell items of higher value than gift shops not associated with the venue, as well as trinkets. These stores are sometimes a source of financial support for educational institutions.
Mainstream businesses. There are many mainstream shop businesses that target gift buyers as their primary customer base. These retailers can vary in size from small independent boutiques to chain stores to large department stores. Each will have different business strategies and will typically sell various product ranges that appeal to different customer groups with gender, age, celebration, or personal interest differentiation.
Many shops that are not primarily gift shops become gift shops during typical gift-giving periods such as Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Easter, offering ranges of gift products for a limited time period in the build-up to these celebrations. Interesting.
It is interesting. And see also Tourist Trap. Also see also our WikiListen episode on Tourist Trap.
You know, I feel like there should be more to this gift shop page because I feel like there's some sort of like interesting lore that goes on with having gift shops and places. I just feel like there should be more.
I agree.
Well, I mean, we can always wish for more, even if it's not what we get.
So true, bestie. This has been the Wikipedia page for Gift Shop. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash your mug from the Amish country from 2003.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.